So before we start today, yesterday we heard how Kunti is protected by Krishna. And we gave you some homework. In today and yesterday, while you're going home, notice how Krishna is protecting you. So, did anybody have something, some way that they noticed Krishna is protecting them yesterday or today, since yesterday's class? Anybody? I got a lot of protection today. I was so sick when I woke up, I thought, no class today. I was have pain in stomach and diarrhea and feel like vomiting. And so I was chanting the Nishinga mantra instead of Hare Krishna mantra. And Nishinga helped and I became okay. And I came. So I got protection of Krishna today. Otherwise I was going to tell them, okay, have kirtan, Nishinga kirtan for me tonight. But I came by mercy of Lord Nishingadev. Anybody have something happened? Oh, Suchara Mataji is not here. Anybody can do Hindi translation? She's doing for the ladies.
Mommy.
Yeah. Somebody's doing Hindi translation? You? Okay. All right, Hindi translation. Because I don't think Suchara Mataji is here today. Okay, anybody have they noticed Krishna's protection today in your life? Yes?
Just now, a few hours, maybe 1 hour, when I'm coming here, just across the road, just about to crash.
You're just about to crash?
One big bus. It's coming suddenly.
Oh.
In front of the bus.
You were in front of the bus?
Just
microphone? You want? If you don't want, it's okay. No, it's okay. So, by Krishna's grace, you were saved. Did you remember Krishna at that point? No. Yes? You remembered Krishna.
I'm chanting.
No.
I have a bag in my hand.
You had a big bag in your hand.
Crossing the road.
You were walking or you were... You were walking.
Crossing the road. Oh. Big bus came
in front. A big bus.
This was a distance. Maybe. 1 meter.
Bus stopped or what? No. Bus stopped.
No.
He just kept going, but he missed
you.
Oh, okay. All right. The bus missed you. Thank God. So you are here today to tell us the protection. Say thank you to Lord Krishna that you are here today with us. Here comes Suchara. Okay. Anybody else have some protection from, yes.
This morning it was too late for me to go to college because in the morning I had to do some cooking and all that stuff. So I was working on the way. I was almost late for the college. At the same time I found my friend was on bike and I got lift.
You got a lift.
I did the college exactly. That was the grace of Lord Krishna.
By the grace of Lord Krishna,
yeah.
A motorbike with your friend, with a motorbike came by and you got a ride to the college and you were not late. Yes, these little things, if we see that Krishna is helping us, Krishna is helping us with these little things and we can be thankful that we don't need it so loud. Yes, very good. Yes, anybody else have some protection from Krishna, by Krishna. Yes. Okay, and that was the first question. Second question was, how is Krishna giving you? How is Krishna taking away from you? Did anybody have something happen that Krishna was taking away and Krishna was giving? Or giving or taking or both? Anybody have that experience today? Yes?
I think Krishna is always taking away our ignorance.
He's taking away your ignorance always.
And
hopefully, that's very good.
And always giving us intelligence.
Intelligence.
I think the Gita said that this is the most confidential knowledge.
Yes. Love of Krishna. He's giving you intelligence how to love him. We'll be discussing that today. How to love Krishna. How to love Krishna. Okay, so Krishna is ready. Anybody else have something to say today? Giving, taking away? So Krishna, he's ready to leave the Pandavas in Hastinapur to go to Dwaraka to his family. And Kunti is trying to make him stay, because before, when they were having so much distress, so many troubles, Krishna was always staying with them. But now they have opulence, they have their kingdom, and Krishna is going away. So Kunti said, uh-oh, we have a question, and we have a comment. Okay, yes, what would you like to say about giving, taking, or protection? Which one? Giving and taking, okay. Hare Krishna.
My question is, how is Krishna taking away from this and what is the meaning of the answer? Before my question was asked, how long is Krishna?
Yeah, microphone, okay. Okay, before you were, before Krishna consciousness, what happened? Okay, you're asking Krishna to please accept your humble request to give his lotus feet.
Yes, oh. I'm your naughty children, so Krishna told me. After a few minutes.
After a few
minutes. Oh, my dear daughter, I was waiting for you this time. My dear child, come with me and my lotus feet.
Okay, so Krishna, yes, he's always telling us, please come. Please come to my lotus feet. So very good, you got that answer. When we pray, then we can get it, we can get answers from Krishna. So Kunti is praying to Krishna, please don't leave, please stay. Now, you think everything is okay, we have our money, we have our kingdom, but without you, what is the use of our kingdom? What is the use of our money? So first thing she's saying, my Lord, I consider your Lordship to be eternal time, supreme controller, without beginning and end, all-pervasive one. In distributing your mercy, you are equal to everyone. The dissensions between living beings are due to social intercourse. So Krishna is time. How is Krishna time? Time is taking away. Every day the sun rises and the sun sets. And for those who are not devotees, then the day is lost. Cannot get it back. But if you're a devotee of Krishna, then you don't lose the day. Because you're going one step closer back to Godhead, to the spiritual world. So time, Krishna, he's Paramatma, he's in our heart, he's witnessing, he's seeing all the good things, all the bad things we're doing. And as outside, as time, he's giving the reaction. We do something good, we get the good reaction. We do something bad, we get the bad reaction. So everybody is suffering, enjoying according to his destiny. And you cannot change your destiny unless you surrender to Krishna. Krishna says, you surrender to me, I will take away all your karma. Don't worry. But most people, they don't surrender to Krishna. So what happens? They cannot change their destiny. They have their fate. They have their chart, the stars. So there is one story about Lord Shiva and Parvati. I think here in Nepal, everybody knows Lord Shiva and Parvati here. There's, I think, Pashupatinath, is that Lord Shiva? Yes, yes. So, one time they were flying in the sky, Lord Shiva and Parvati, and they saw one poor man. So Parvati said to Lord Shiva, you please help that man. He's so poor. Lord Shiva said, even if I help him, his destiny will not change. She said, okay, anyway, just try. So Lord Shiva, he put disguise, he came to the poor man, and he had one big watermelon, so big. And inside he put gold and jewels and so many valuable things. But you couldn't see, it was inside the watermelon. So he gave, here, I'm giving you this watermelon. He gave to the poor man. And the poor man went away and he thought, wow, such a heavy watermelon. I'll get lots of money for this watermelon when I sell it in the market. So he went and he sold the watermelon. So Shiva said, see, it's not his destiny to be rich. He will follow his destiny. So then another time, there was one bird, crow. One crow was sitting on the gate on a palace wall, on a big, big wall. He was sitting. And Yamaraj came. Yamaraj is Lord of Death. So he came and he was smiling at the crow. And the crow said, oh my God, Yamaraj is smiling at me. I better get away from here very fast. I have to go very far away so Yamaraj doesn't get me. So he went to Garuda, who is a very big, big bird, Lord of the Birds. And Garuda, he can fly one planet to the next. So he said, Garuda, please, please, take me away from here. Yamaraj is going to get me. Garuda said, okay, no problem. Come on my back. So the crow went on Garuda's back and they flew very far. So many planets, so many islands, very far away. And then Garuda said, okay, here we are. Now you're very far. I'll put you here. He said, okay. He put the crow down. One big cat came and ate the crow. So then the crow went to Yamaraj and he said, I don't understand, why were you smiling at me? And Yamaraj said, well, I saw you were going to die in such a far off place and I wondered, how are you going to get there? So sometimes we try to avoid our destiny, but instead we bring death closer when we're trying to, we take some operation, but we die in the operation, whatever. So this is material life. We cannot avoid. Only one way, by surrender to Krishna. And if we surrender to Krishna, then he takes away all our karma. So whatever happens to us, it's just a little bit. We don't suffer the whole thing, what we should suffer. It's just a very little what we should suffer. So for the devotees, Krishna shows his beautiful two-armed form of Govinda Krishna over here. You can see the form of Krishna. But for the non-devotees, then he shows his form as time. In Gita, Krishna says, Mrityu sarvaharascha aham, as death I take everything away from everyone. So the atheist, they will seek Krishna at the time of death. Because the one thing they cannot control is their death. They may think, I am God, I am controller, I am enjoying, but time of death, you cannot stay. Okay, wait a minute. I will not die. No, you must die. You cannot control that. So, there was one philosopher called Nietzsche, a Western philosopher. He did not believe in God. So somebody wrote on the wall, graffiti, you know graffiti, they write. I see on the walls here, you have all the political parties there writing something. So this person wrote, God is dead, signed Nietzsche. Then somebody else came back underneath, they wrote, Nietzsche is dead, signed God. Because, yes, you will have to die. God will, you will meet God at death if you don't accept Krishna consciousness. So we were discussing yesterday about the cat. The cat is carrying the rat in the mouth. The rat is the non-devotee. Whoever who does not believe in Krishna, he will be like the rat at time of death, feeling the teeth and trying to save himself, but no, the rat has him and he must go. And the devotee will be like the kitten in the mouth of the cat, and the mother cat will be taking the kitten back to home, back to Godhead. And so it won't be the same for devotees and for non-devotees. So now the next verse is going to talk about mercy. Oh Lord, no one can understand your transcendental activity, pastimes, which appear to be human and are so misleading. You have no specific object of favor, nor do you have any object of envy. People only imagine you are partial. So Krishna is equal in distributing his mercy. At the same time, he's partial. Now, how can somebody be equal and partial at the same time? That's Krishna. For the non-devotees, he's equal. Whatever you do, then you get the reaction. Everybody gets the equal reaction. But for the devotees, he doesn't give the same reaction. He takes away the reaction and gives some little thing. He gives mercy. For the devotees, Krishna gives mercy. So, if you take shelter of Krishna, you will get mercy. Krishna came here. When he came 5,000 years ago, he went to somebody's house, Duryodhana's house. Duryodhana was the enemy's house. He came as a messenger. And Duryodhana made a beautiful feast for him. But Krishna refused to eat because he said, you are the enemy of my friends, the Pandavas, so I will not eat in your house. But then Vidura, who was the friend of the Pandavas, he didn't make a very good feast. He just had some bananas, and he was peeling the banana, he was throwing away the banana, and he was feeding Krishna the peel because he was so excited when Krishna came. He couldn't think. So, and Krishna was eating the peel. Oh, this tastes wonderful. Because he was tasting the love of the devotee. He was tasting the love. So when we offer Krishna food, he's tasting our love. He's tasting our love. So he does not need to come here to kill the demons. They're already killed. Some earthquake or something. Or a tsunami. And he doesn't need to come to protect the devotees. They're always protected. It is described, the Yamadutas, the messengers of death, they are wandering around everywhere, especially in the hospitals where people are dying. And they're just waiting for a sin to catch the sinful person and take him to Yamraj. But also, we should know, the Vishnu Dutas, the messengers of Krishna, are also wandering around. And they're just looking for somebody who has some kantimala on their neck and who's chanting Hare Krishna. And they're looking to protect the devotees, just like this Mataji was protected today. They're looking to help the devotees. If the devotees are in trouble, the Vishnu Dutas will come. They're just like the police patrol. There's two kinds of police though. There is the spiritual police, and they're looking for devotees to help them. And then there's the police of Yamaraj, the dead, the deathly police, and they're looking for the sinful people. And sometimes they see, the dying people, they see the Yamadutas coming. And they are very afraid. One time, one devotee, her father was dying. And the father was seeing the Yamadutas. Then she started chanting to her father, and then the Yamadutas went away. And then the father said, oh, there is somebody here. He's very nice. He looks like a lion. His head is like a lion and his body is like a man. I don't know who he is. And so she said, oh, he's Nrisinga. And he said, oh yes, he's nodding, yes, Nrisinga. And he's telling me, I should learn what you are chanting. So then the daughter taught the father how to chant Hare Krishna. And then he was very happy and he was very peaceful. He left his body. Then they went to burn, this was in Malaysia, at the crematorium. And the people who burned the body said, we never saw ashes like this, so beautiful, so white. And they said, and we would like to learn what you're also chanting, because we think it will help us in our work over here at the crematorium. So, yes, it's very wonderful to chant the holy name of Krishna. And Krishna will come, and the Vishnu Dutas will come and help you. So, about mercy. Prabhupada said in the purport, foolish people think if you do devotional service, you're flattering the Lord to get some special mercy. But actually, the devotees, it's not like a business. Okay, I do some service for you, and you give this to me. No, they just want to make Krishna happy. They just want to please Krishna. He doesn't, so therefore, he gets the full mercy. If you just want to chant Krishna, Hare Krishna, just to please Krishna, then you will get the full mercy of Krishna. But it's okay if you ask something, that's also okay if you ask Krishna for some money or this or that. But usually what happens, people, they're in distress, they go to the Lord, and the Lord helps them, and then they forget, and they don't go to the Lord. They forget about the Lord the rest of the day, the rest of their life. again, they're in trouble, then they go again. But so they don't get the full mercy. The mercy is open for everybody, but they're reluctant to accept it. So this is one question for you today. Okay, so we'll discuss it later about mercy. How is the mercy coming to you tomorrow? I'll discuss a little bit more about mercy and then we'll discuss this question. Prabhupada says, those who are completely against the service of the Lord are in abject darkness. Those who ask for the Lord's favor at the time of necessity are partial recipients of mercy. And those who are completely engaged in service of the Lord are full recipients of the mercy. So how you get mercy is how much open you are to it. So the example is given of the sun. Krishna is like the sun. The sun is shining on everyone's head equally. But if you go inside, close all the windows, close the curtains, and go put the cover over your head, how can the sun come to you? You know? You won't get the mercy, you won't get the sunlight. So Krishna, he's coming, he's telling everybody, you surrender to me, chant Hare Krishna, and you'll be happy. But people, they say, okay, no time, I have no time to chant. Or, I'm very busy, I cannot do this. So they don't get the mercy. Although the sun is there, Krishna is there for everyone, but they don't get the mercy. And so Prabhupada said that if you fly in the airplane, if you go west, you go at sunrise, and you keep going west, and if you keep flying, you won't see the sunset. I had that experience when I went from India to Ireland first time. I was on the airplane morning time, and then I kept flying, and as devotee, we have to chant our Gayatri evening time, like 7 o'clock. So I was on the airplane, it was 7 o'clock, sun was still high in the sky. I said, okay, 8 o'clock. No. 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. Finally, 11:30, the plane was landing, the sun was setting. And if you in Sweden, the sun doesn't set in summertime. It's always up. So the point is, if you always keep yourself in Krishna consciousness, then you will always have the mercy of Krishna. So how can we get the mercy? What is the qualification to get the mercy of Krishna? And that is the service attitude. Yesterday we were hearing, Kunti was saying, high birth, high education, intelligence, beauty, so much money. This cannot get you the mercy of Krishna. Krishna is richer than you. You cannot buy Krishna. He is very rich. He owns the whole universe, so how can you impress him? And he's the most beautiful. Who can be more beautiful than Krishna? And he has the most knowledge. All knowledge is coming from him. And his birth is the highest. So how can we compete? We cannot bribe Krishna with money and things. But even if we have no material qualification, if we have service attitude, then Krishna is attracted by us. If we chant Hare Krishna with feeling, if we chant, please Lord, accept me in your service, then he will accept us and he will give us the full mercy. So that in any condition of life, we will always be happy, no matter what happens, what problem comes, we will always be happy in our life. So Hanuman, everybody knows Hanuman here? Hanuman has a nice prayer to Lord Ramachandra. He says, one cannot have a friendship with you on the basis of material qualities like birth, an aristocratic family, beauty, sharp intelligence. He says, we are monkeys. We're not even human beings. But you are accepting us as your friends. Why is that? Because we have some service attitude. Because we want to serve you. So it doesn't matter what country you're from or what age you are or any how intelligent. Krishna will accept you if you have this service attitude. So the next verse, we won't go to the next verse yet. Now we'll discuss our homework for tomorrow. First question is, how is the mercy coming in your life? How is Krishna's mercy coming today, tonight, tomorrow, in your life? How do you see the mercy coming? And second question is, Is there some mercy you are reluctant to accept? Is there some mercy you say, okay, not just now, Krishna, that mercy I don't want? So first we will discuss the, who can give me an example or idea of how the mercy is coming in your life? Some example or some idea. How is mercy coming? Anybody here has some experience of mercy, of Krishna?
Hare Krishna.
Oh, you.
By serving devotees, we can get mercy.
Okay. When you serve devotees, you feel like mercy is coming. Okay, very good. Anybody else? Yes, Sucharu? Okay, by translating, you're getting double mercy. Okay, we don't have to wait for tomorrow for you. You got it.
Here also, I get
Shravanam also and Kirtanam. Shravanam and Kirtanam, same time. Yes, that requires an expertise. Krishna is giving you expertise to do that. Okay, anybody else? So you don't have to wait for tomorrow. Anybody else has some mercy from Krishna today? I also got mercy, he gave me health so I could come here and be with you. Yes?
The mercy of getting to hear about Krishna's pastimes.
Okay, hearing Krishna's pastimes, very nice. That is great mercy. Actually, these yogis in the Himalayas, they do these austerities. Of course, now there's, as we understood, there's no more yogis in the Himalayas, but they used to do austerities. And the karmis used to do great sacrifices to the demigods. Still, I think they do some sacrifice, perhaps. Not like in the old days. But some sacrifice to the demigods is still going on. But the whole purpose of all these things is just to get a place, sitting with the devotees, hearing Krishna's pastimes, discussing the past. It's the highest thing. If you read Srimad Bhagavatam, all the great devotees, Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj, they just want to be in association with devotees and hearing about Krishna. So we're all very fortunate today to be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Kunti's prayers. Because the sages of Naimisharanya, they heard this Srimad Bhagavatam, and they said that as long as we're here in this class, Yamaraj cannot come, because Yamaraj is sitting in the class. He comes to class. Yamaraj also wants to hear Bhagavatam. So he's coming here, and you don't have to worry while you're here in the class about the death. He's a very, maybe one of you is Yamaraj, we don't know. I don't know. Could be. And one of you is the wife. Yes, so Yamaraj is hearing, and he also wants to hear Srimad Bhagavatam. So first question, how is the mercy coming? Second question is there some mercy you are reluctant to accept? Yes? What mercy? We may hear about that mercy later on today. We're going to sing a song about how Krishna takes everything away. Maybe that's the mercy you don't want. Which mercy? What could be that you are reluctant to accept from? What is the mercy that is reluctant to accept? I can give you an example. One time, Prabhupada was in a train with some sannyasi disciples, Tamal Krishna Maharaj and others. And some Indians came to him, Swamiji, give us your blessings. And so Prabhupada pointed to the sannyasi and said, there is my blessing, you become like him. So then, excuse me, I have somewhere to go. No, Swamiji, it's okay. That blessing he didn't want, to be sannyasi. He wanted, you know, oh, my son and my daughter is getting married, I need money, and my wife is sick. It's this kind of blessing. They think the sadhu is a doctor. You go to the sadhu and get the blessing. It's cheaper than going to the doctor, so you go to the sadhu. Please cure my disease. The sadhu will cure your spiritual disease. He will give you Krishna consciousness. We are starving in this world, and we're not starving for material food. We are starving for food of the soul. So the guru, the spiritual master, he's giving us the food of the soul. So here you come here, your soul can eat. Your soul can be happy outside, your soul will be starving. But here the soul can eat. Here the soul can eat. So next verse, Kunti says, Janma karma cha vishvatmanna cha sikartaratmana. Verse 30. Tiryam nishishu yadasana taradyanta virambana. Of course it is bewildering, O soul of the universe, that you work, though you are inactive, and that you take birth, though you are the vital force and the unborn. You yourself descend amongst animals, men, sages, and aquatics. Verily, this is bewildering. So, contradictions in this verse. Krishna works, although he doesn't work. He's inactive. So we know that Krishna is enjoying in the spiritual world. He doesn't have to do any work. But here it says he does do some work. So what is the work that Krishna does? Who can tell me? He actually, when he comes here, he does some work also. Not in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he doesn't work. That's a hint. He does do some work. What is his work? Yes?
Protection.
Very good. And killing the demon. As a Kshatriya, he had a lot of work to do. That's why he couldn't go back to Vrindavan. He was very busy fighting and killing the demons, protecting the devotees. He even had to go to his assembly house every day, but it wasn't like the legislature here. There was dancers and actors, and they had a good time there mostly. Of course, here probably too. I don't know what goes on in this assembly house either. I don't know. I think they fight a lot, perhaps, because they don't all agree with each other. But there in Krishna's assembly house, everybody was in agreement that they were worshiping Krishna. Here, I think not everybody agrees who should be the leader of the assembly. There is some disagreement. So it will be a lot of fighting maybe here in this assembly. But Krishna, he went to his assembly and they were having some dancers, some actors, and nice prasadam and joking and having fun. And sometimes they would do a little work, not much work to do. Sometimes they would have to go and fight. One time a messenger came to Krishna and said, all the kings, many kings are imprisoned by Jarasandha, and he wants to offer a sacrifice, a human sacrifice. Now he has 20,000 kings. When he gets up to 100,000, he's going to offer all the kings to Kali. So the messenger came, and then Krishna had to go and save the kings. And so that was his work, as you said, protecting devotees and destroying the demons. But here we all have to work, and that's why you all have to go to school. You go to school so you can get a job, so you can work hard. But if you chant Hare Krishna, then at least you'll be happy. While you're in whatever your school or your work, your mind will be peaceful. Your mind will be peaceful. Because you should not neglect your spiritual work. Your spiritual work and material work should go side by side. Not just only material. The spiritual must also be there, so that when hard times come in this world, then you can remain peaceful in this world. Because you know, actually, the goal is not simply to live for money, to live for food. But the goal is to go back to Godhead, to live a spiritual life and solve all your problems. Once you get a spiritual body, then you don't need to work hard. Everything's free. In the spiritual world, everything's free. No work. You play. You can play out there. Only play. No work. You have desire trees. Whatever you want, you just ask the tree. The tree will give you food, clothing, and everything. But here in this world, you have to work. Nothing comes automatically. Even if you might have a gold mine underneath your feet, but unless you dig, you won't get the gold. And even if some money is falling on the street, falling from the sky, still you have to pick it up. You have to go down and pick it up. It's not just going to come in your hand. You have to work. So in the spiritual world, it's different. Krishna does not work, and his devotees also. They don't have work. They just enjoy with Krishna. So he works. but he doesn't work, and he's also unborn, although he takes his birth. So again, Krishna's birth is not like our birth. Krishna was born with four hands, full clothes, helmet, jewelry. We are born not like that. We are born full of blood, dirty things. So our birth and Krishna's birth is different. So you may say he is born, but actually he's not born. He simply appeared outside of Devaki's womb in front of his mother and father. And then she got worried because she was afraid of Kamsa. Kamsa wanted to kill Krishna. And now this baby has four hands. She said, you know, please be normal so I can hide you somewhere. It's very difficult with the four hands. So Krishna was not the same as we were. But all contradictions, there's so many contradictions. He's born, he's not born. He works, he doesn't work. And we're going to hear some more contradictions here in verse 31. Some very interesting contradictions. Gopya dadi chaikita gasitamatava yate vidisha shikalinam janasam gamaksham vachyam niniya vaya bhavanaya stitasya samam vimavayati bilapiyat vimeti. My dear Krishna, Yashoda took up a rope to bind you when you committed an offense, and your perturbed eyes are flooded with tears which washed the mascara from your eyes. And you were afraid, though fear personified is afraid of you. This sight is bewildering to me. So how can God be afraid? Everybody's afraid of God. But even God has a mother. And mothers can be very strict sometimes. So Krishna also has a mother. And his mother was trying to train him up, even when he was small. So one time he was drinking her milk, but then she put Krishna down on the floor because the milk on the stove was boiling over. And he got really angry because his mother put him down. So he went, he broke the pot of butter, and he started to feed all the monkeys. And that's why there's so many monkeys in Vrindavan. Because not only Krishna likes the monkeys, he was remembering their last birth when he was Lord Ram, and the monkeys helped him. So in their last birth, they were all helping him in his Ram Lila. So when he came as Krishna, he was repaying them, giving them all the butter they can eat. And so now he's feeding the monkeys, feeding his friends, but then Yashoda came running, and Krishna saw her, and he ran away out of fear, and she had a stick too. And then she called out, Krishna, stop right there. You are the foremost cheater, don't you know that? You're stealing butter. But he ran away and he was looking over his shoulder, making sure his mother was far away. And she had a stick. And she said, stop, you thief, you liar. Where do you think you're going? Why do you behave like this? Don't go anywhere. You stop right now. So Krishna, he was a bit far away, so he stopped. And he thought, okay. He says, I'll stop if you put your stick down, mother. And please put down the stick. Don't punish me. This is God. He's afraid of the stick, of his mother. And so Yashoda said, well, if you're so afraid of being punished, why did you break the butter pot and feed the monkeys? And so he said, mother, I promise I won't do it again. Just put your stick down just now. I won't do it. And so she put the stick down. And in the sky, all the demigods were watching, and they were so amazed because they're afraid of Krishna, but Krishna's afraid of the stick of his mother. So they couldn't figure out, you know, how is this possible? So who's in charge, Krishna or his mother? We thought Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. So Yamaraj, here it says, Yamaraj is afraid of Krishna. He's afraid. Even Yamaraj must die at the time of the whole universe is finished. So Kunti, she was seeing this and she was bewildered. She could not understand because she also understood Krishna is God. He's the Supreme Lord. How can, and she thought, well, maybe if he's just pretending, then I can understand. But she understood he's not pretending. He's really afraid of his mother. So she was bewildered. She couldn't understand. How is this possible? All the demigods are afraid. The wind is blowing out of fear of him. The sun is shining. The stars are shining out of fear of him. How can he be afraid of his mother's stick? So this was beyond her understanding. So for the devotees, they understand that Krishna is afraid of his mother, but because he loves his mother, because she has so much love for him that she can control him. So he is controlled by love. He is controlled by her love. And that's for everybody. We are actually controlled by love. Unfortunately, in this material world, people are more controlled by lust. It is something material. They want something in exchange. But in the spiritual world, it's not like that. Everyone is controlled by love, real love. So how Krishna is controlled, we offer obeisances to Krishna. We don't come with a stick and chastise him, because that is for the very advanced devotees. So now Mother Yashoda has caught Krishna, and now he's really afraid, and he's crying. He says he's crying, and he said, "Yes, Mother, I did it. I broke the pot. I'm an offender." In the Upanishads, it is said the Lord, he can run faster than anyone. But even though he can run faster than the mind, his mother caught him. Mother Yashoda could run faster than Krishna. Nobody, and that means you cannot catch him with your mind. You may try. The yogis, they are trying. Lord Brahma says in Brahma Samhita that the yogis, they can travel at the speed of the mind. And they are traveling for millions of years. And where are they trying to go? They're trying to go to the lotus feet of Krishna. But still they cannot go to the lotus feet of Krishna. Even the speed of the mind, even millions of years, because they lack one thing. They're fast. They don't lack speed. They're very fast, and they're very long life, but they lack love. Without love, you cannot catch Krishna. So Mother Yashoda, she caught Krishna with her love. And she was trying to bind him, and he showed a little bit how he's caught. She brought some string, some rope to bind him around the waist, and two fingers too short. Brought more rope, added it, two fingers too short. Always. Finally, when Krishna saw, oh, she's so tired, he allowed himself to be tied up by her rope. And he could not get out from this rope. He liberated. He went between these two trees, and they were liberated. They got free from being in the bodies of trees. But Krishna could not get out of the rope. He was still tied up. So he had to wait for his father to come and untie the rope for him. So that shows how he's... If you love Krishna, you can tie him up with a rope of love. So we will sing one song in a few minutes about this. So Kunti, she was appreciating Yashoda. She's such an advanced devotee. She cannot approach Krishna like this. So in Goloka Vrindavan, the devotees are in control. We know in Vrindavan that Krishna is not in control. Radharani is in control in Vrindavan. She is the controller of Krishna. So therefore, she's in control. If she says to Krishna, she gives an order to her friends, don't allow Krishna to come here. He cannot come. He begs, he pleads, he puts his crown on the ground. No, you cannot come. No order from Radharani. So this is how it is in Goloka. The devotees, they are controlling Krishna with love. So when we chant Hare Krishna, we can pray to Krishna that, please teach me how to love you. Please teach me. I want to learn how to love you. Because that will be our qualification to go to the spiritual world to join with Krishna. How much we love him. So Kunti Devi, she was different from Nanda and Yashoda. Uddhava, one time he went to Vrindavan and he was trying to tell Nanda, you know your son Krishna, he's not an ordinary boy, he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Nanda did not believe it. He said, Uddhava, you're just a young boy, you don't understand my son. You don't understand anything. I know who is God. Narayan is the Lord. Now, Narayan has so many good qualities. He is the shelter of the whole universe, and everyone depends on him. But you know what my son does? He carries my shoes on his head. And not only that, Narayan is aptakama. His all desires are fulfilled. He's self-satisfied. You know what my Krishna does? He steals butter. This is self-satisfied? And it is said that Lakshmi, 100,000 Lakshmis are serving him, but he likes to steal butter. So this is a contradiction. How we can understand? Narayan is pure. Narayan is sinless. My son is a thief. Not only that, he lies. Also, one time he ate dirt and he said, no, no, my friends are telling lies. I didn't eat any dirt. And Narayan is peaceful. But my son, he gets angry if we don't feed him. This is not God. How can he be God? So he just didn't believe it. No matter what happened, and whenever Krishna would kill some demon, he would say, oh, it's because we worship Narayan. So nicely, he protected our Krishna from this putana. He protected Krishna from this whirlwind demon. Oh, then he called the Brahmins, please chant some nice mantras, protect my son. And the women, they took the cow urine and they put on his body and they chanted mantras. So they felt like they are protecting Krishna. They don't think Krishna is protecting them. So homework for today, for tomorrow, how is the mercy coming in your life, Krishna's mercy? And what mercy are you reluctant to receive? And now we will go to our papers. On the first page, we're going to sing this song now. This is called Chor Agaganyapuru Shastakam. It is to the greatest thief, Lord Krishna, Ashtaka. Ashtaka to the greatest thief. Now, we need, I think, some more copies in the back. Raise your hand if you don't have a copy by you. See in the back, nobody has. So I think some of you can share up here. Pass some copies in back, up in that corner back there. All the ladies have copies. I think the men are lacking over here. You share, two and three people. Okay, did you get a copy in back there? Did you get a copy of the song? Yeah, there are some people back there, they need a copy in that corner. In the very back. Okay. Come up and see with the people in front of you. Chor Agaganya Guru Shastakam. So I will sing one line and you can repeat after me. Now if somebody needs, he has by himself here, you can come and share with him if you don't have a copy. Okay. Vraje prasidam navani tacharam. Vraje prasidam navani tacharam. Kapangananam chatukula choram. Kapangananam chatukula choram. Aneka janmar chitapak pacharam. I offer my obeisances to that supreme thief, Lord Hari, who is the best of all thieves. He steals the butter from the houses of the damsels of Brajbhumi. He steals all the garments of the damsels of Brajbhumi. He is famous for his acts of stealing. He steals all the sinful reactions of his devotees. Such a great thief. I offer my obeisances to that supreme thief, Lord Hari, who is the best of all thieves. Sri Radhikaya Vidayasya Charam.
Sri Radhikaya Vidayasya Charam.
Navam Varasya Malakanti Charam. Radharani. He steals the blackish hue of the dark cloud. He steals everything.
For those who take shelter at his lotus feet, he steals everything they have. He takes all of their possessions, material assets, money, and men. He even steals their mind. I offer my obeisances to that supreme thief, Lord Hari, who is the best of all thieves. Akinchini kripta padashitamya.
Akinchini kripta padashitamya.
Karoti bhikshum patike pahinam.
Karoti bhikshum patike pahinam.
Kedapya papishana chora itri. He takes everything away from those who take shelter at his lotus feet. He takes away their material wealth, wife, children, and kith and kin. He takes everything. Then those persons become paupers like beggars on the street. There's no house, no hut, nothing. Such a great thief who steals away everything. I offer my obeisances to that supreme thief, Lord Hari, who is the best of all thieves. Yadi anama viharatya shesham.
Yadi anama viharatya shesham.
Giri prasaram api paparashin.
Giri prasaram api paparashin.
Aschajarupa nanachara yitri. Shatavam amaya kadapi. Such a great thief. If one only hears his name, he takes away all their sinful reactions. I have never seen or heard of such a wonderful thief. I offer my obeisances to that supreme thief, Lord Hari, who is the best of all thieves. Tanam chamanam shatatendriyani.
Tanam chamanam shatatendriyani.
Pranam charitva mama sarvameva.
Pranam charitva mama sarvameva.
Palaya seku chachiyo chachara.
Palaya seku chachiyo chachara.
Tvam bhakti tamna sima. Property, prestige, fame, senses, mind, heart, everything. You are running away. Where are you running? I'll catch hold of you. You are such a great thief, but now you are caught. I will bind you with this rope of love. Where will you go now, great thief, running away and taking everything? You are bound up with this very strong rope of love. You cannot run away now. Chinatsikoram yamapashabantam.
Chinatsikoram yamapashabantam.
Pinatsibhimam pavapashabantam.
Pinatsibhimam pavapashabantam.
Chinatsisara sisamastabantam.
Chinatsisara sisamastabantam.
Naivatmanabhak takritam. You may cut off the rope of Yamaraj. You may cut off this material bondage. But you cannot cut this bondage of love. Now you are in bondage. I have bound you up. What happens next? Manaseta Masira Sikore.
Chitame varandam.
house of my heart. This is the right prison for you. I am putting you here forever. This is the proper punishment for your act of stealing. Stay forever in this prison house of my heart. I'll never release you. Karagiye vasha sada hridaye madiye.
Karagiye vasha sada hridaye madiye.
Madhavati pasha ditaban pananishchala san.
Madhavati pasha ditaban pananishchala san.
Tam Krishna he palaya koti satantarepi.
Tam Krishna he palaya
Satantarevi Sarvasya Chara Hidayam Nahi Mochayami
Sarvasya Chara Hidayam Nahi Mochayami.
Now I have bound you with a rope of love and put you in the prison house of my heart. Stay there, stay there, stay there. You cannot get yourself free from this very tight bondage. O Krishna, you have stolen everything from me. My material assets, name, fame, beauty, reputation, kith and kin, family members, heart and mind. This is a proper punishment for you, to remain in this prison house of my heart, bound up very tightly with a rope of love, forever and forever. If crores of pralayas come still, I won't release you. This is suitable punishment for such a great thief as you. Okay, so you can keep this prayer, and sometimes if this happens to you, then you can say the prayer. Any questions? So remember the homework. How is Krishna's mercy coming to you tomorrow and tonight? Is there some mercy you are reluctant to receive? And any questions on today's class? Yes?
Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maya is Atma, how they get Krishna?
How did Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj get Krishna? Right. Yes, they are an expansion of Krishna's spiritual energy. Krishna has some spiritual energies. He has some people who are eternally with him. So they never came to this material world as we did. They're always in the spiritual world. They're always his mother and father. And there was not a time when they were not his mother and father. They're eternally there. So we don't understand what is eternal, because we see we have a birth, we have a death. But there are, in the spiritual world, everyone is eternal. So there are people, they are called Nitya Siddhas. That means they are always in the spiritual world and they never become like us. They never come here. They may come, but they don't become under the laws of karma as we do. So when Krishna came, Yashoda, Nanda, Radharani, they came. But they were not like we. They were like Krishna coming. They come, but they're not in the prison. They're not under the laws of karma. They come in their spiritual bodies, and they leave. When they went back to Godhead, they went all in the same body. We have to change our bodies. These bodies cannot go back to Godhead. We have to change to our spiritual body to go back to Godhead. But they did not. They kept their same bodies and they went back to the spiritual world. And it's described that when Krishna comes here and his devotees also come, it is not that they are born like we are born. It is just like the sun is rising and we can see the sun, and the sun sets and we cannot see. So when Krishna comes, his devotees come, it's like he's just appearing. But that doesn't mean when they go away that they die. The spiritual world is always there, but sometimes we get to see from here the spiritual world. So we can also go to the spiritual world and we can become like father and mother, friend of Krishna, although he has his friends eternally. But we are also supposed to be there in the spiritual world. This is a mistake to be here. We are not supposed to. So we are learning here how to go back to the spiritual world. So when your heart becomes pure, then you will see there's five relationships you can have with Krishna. Four, actually, in Goloka Vrindavan. And that is, you can be a servant eternally. Once you go there, then you don't come back here. You can be a friend eternally friendship with Krishna, like a cowherd boyfriend. Or you can be a mother or father of Krishna, like Yashoda and Nanda. You won't become Yashoda or Nanda, but you will become like that. You will be in the neighborhood, Krishna will come to your house and steal butter from you. If you're the mother, then he will become your son when Brahma takes away all the calves and cowherd boys. He became the son of all the mothers. He expanded as their sons. And if you want, you can become the wife of Krishna or lover of Krishna. It depends. When your heart is purified, then you will, the relationship's already there, but it's just covered by all this material thing. So by chanting, we take off the garbage, and then we see, oh, this is who I really am in the spiritual world. So when we can go there, and we can be also friend, we can also be there with Yashoda, Nanda, and all of the people having, and that's where we're supposed to be, actually. Here we're not supposed to be suffering. That's why Krishna came. He wants us all, he wants to bring us all back there to be happy with him and have fun. He doesn't like to see us away from him, because we have our relationship with him, and he's missing us. He wants us, even you, everybody. He wants each one of us to go back there and be with him in our relationship. Now we have relationships, temporary ones in this world. When you change your body, you will change all your relationships here. But in the spiritual world, the relationships are eternal. They don't change. And you're always young. How old are you now? 20 or 17? 20?
What?
21. 21. So there, nobody gets older than 16. Except maybe the mother and father. They're a little older. They're older. But we don't get old there. No old age. No disease. No death. And 16 is the best age. It's very young. Nice. And you're strong. And having fun. 16 when you have fun. Okay, any other questions? Yes? To call Krishna in your suffering is pure or impure? It can be pure. It can be pure. But it's good. It doesn't matter if it's pure or impure. It's good to call Krishna when you're suffering. It doesn't matter. Because if you call Krishna when you're suffering, then when Krishna contacts you, he will take away all the impure, and it will become pure. So four kinds of people, they begin to worship Krishna. Those who are suffering too much, those who want some money, those who are just inquisitive, like they want to know, and those who are in search of knowledge. So four kinds, they come to Krishna in the beginning, and then after they think, okay, their suffering is finished, they get some knowledge. If they go away, then that is impure. But if they stay, then they can become pure. And it becomes pure devotional service. Like I was suffering today in my health, and I was chanting Nishinga Mantra because I said, well, I want to come here for the class today, and I want to teach. So it's okay, especially if you are a devotee. If you're having some suffering, then it's good to pray to Krishna for help, and he will help you. He will help you to become free. He may not take away the cause of suffering, but he will give you the peace of mind, and you will be able to deal with it properly. You'll be able to deal with it. Because in this world there must be suffering. Just having this body means there must be suffering. Just being in Nepal and, you know, so many political problems. Anywhere you are, anywhere in the world, there's some problem. In America, there's now recession. Every 7 seconds, somebody is losing their house in America. My father is losing his house also, my brother. So every 7 seconds, somebody is losing their house due to the recession. So America is it's not excused. It's also having problems too, even if now people want to go to America, but it's not so wonderful. Any other questions? Yes? Confusion?
Confusion for me for a long time.
Okay.
Krishna says, Lord Krishna says, come and surrender to me.
Krishna says, come and surrender to me.
Again, he said, that people cannot come until and unless I open the portrait of my Maya from over there, from them.
So Krishna, he will not come unless he opens the curtain.
Yes,
we are covered, but he can come even though there is, so we have the curtain of Maya, but even here in this world, he can show himself to us, the deity.
The Lord himself saying that he can come to me until I open the curtain of Maya from him. So,
no, he will open it for you. You cannot open the curtain. Okay, so her question is, if somebody doesn't want to surrender to Krishna, whose fault it is? Krishna's fault or the person's fault?
He don't want to come because he has been covered by the cover.
Yeah, but he wants to keep the cover. It's just like somebody is sleeping in the bed and the mother's saying, wake up, he said, and he's pretending to be asleep. He's keeping the cover more tight. Wake up. No, he won't. He keeps the cover. So who is the fault, the mother or the son? No, Krishna can come. He didn't say that he cannot come. He can come. He can come anytime he wants. But he wants us to surrender. We need to surrender first. Surrender means you chant the holy name. You follow, you don't eat meat, fish, eggs, these four regulative principles, and then it will be easy for Krishna to come. It will be easy. You have to just go in the sun, that's all. Just don't stay inside.
I don't think that I'm getting the right answer.
Okay. Do you chant mala?
I do.
Good. So if you chant, then the answer will come. Tomorrow when you chant.
I may not feel like chanting if you don't want me to come to him. I mean that.
He wants you to come always. But it is our choice.
So my question is, Krishna himself saying that he cannot come to me until I call him to me.
No, and he can come anytime.
Open the curtain of Maya for me.
Yeah, no, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say he cannot come. But he says, but it's just like your friend. You call your friend, please come. But if you're not calling your friend, then maybe your friend thinks, well, he doesn't want me to come. It's like you call on the phone, you call your friend on the phone. Hello, can you please come over today and we're having... So when you chant your japa, you're calling on the phone to Krishna. And sometimes he's answering the phone, but the line is busy. That means your mind is somewhere else, so he cannot come. This is the problem.
I guess you just a dividend of my experience.
Mm-hmm.
I want to make some of the devotee. I am self devotee, but I
good,
want to make some devotee.
Good.
But I feel I couldn't make him devotee. I feel so sorry for several times. I feel very sorry.
Yeah.
And then in some book I saw that this was saying that don't worry that you can make him devotee. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
He's not ready for.
Yeah, it is our choice.
Because
it is our choice.
You cannot make him devotee until and unless I open the curtain of Maya. I have covered him with my Maya.
Yeah, well, everybody is covered, but Krishna is giving us a choice to come out. So it is that person's choice. You cannot force somebody, you cannot say, force somebody to love you. You say, you have to love me. Why should I have to love you? You know? So Krishna is not forcing us to love him. You say, you don't want to love? Okay, you go. You don't have to see me. You go and work hard and forget me. No problem. You go. It's his choice. The point is, it's his choice. You can try your best, but it's always our choice to accept or to reject Krishna. It is our choice.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes. Yeah.
We always have this experience whenever our children are doing. Our parents always try to bring them in the right track. Suppose they bring their children in the right track.
Parents are trying to bring children in the right track.
Yeah. So if Lord Krishna knows that the children are walking in the wrong way, then why isn't he bringing his children in the right track?
Okay, so Krishna knows they're going wrong, why isn't he bringing? So he came here 5,000 years ago to tell everybody, show what is the right track, number one. Then 500 years ago he came, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because people didn't understand Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya showed them, okay, you have to chant Hare Krishna, you have to be devotee, how to be devotee. And then Prabhupada came a few, how many, 30, 40 years ago, and he keeps sending people here to tell us, to try and catch us to go back. He sent Prabhupada, and then a lot of us, we heard the call of Prabhupada, and we just left everything. And what we were doing, we left everything and just followed Prabhupada. But we just left our family, left everything, and heard the call. And so then, now he's still calling you. He's calling everybody. This temple is here, and the devotees are distributing the books. Each one of those books is a call from Krishna. Each Gita is, he's trying to bring his children back. That's how, this, how he's reaching people in this world is through the devotees, through his books, and through festivals devotees have. That's his way. His way is through the devotees, although he himself did come as well. But now, he has come now in the form of his holy name. So you, there's no rules, you can chant anytime, anywhere. Don't have to even go to temple. You can chant on the bus, you can chant, of course people might not appreciate, but that's okay. You can chant walking down the street, you can chant in your home. And so that's how he's trying to bring us back. And he's given us himself in the form of his name. And if we chant anytime, anywhere, we can be with him and connect with him. It's like the best wireless connection to the spiritual world. The best wireless. You don't need any even server. Of course, server is there. Srila Prabhupada, he's the server. And we chant Hare Krishna, and the acharyas, the gurus, they help us to reach to. They send the message, they help the message to get there. And he's trying his best. He's trying his best. If you keep yourself in the sun, then you will go very fast to him. He's in our heart. He's still with us. You cannot see him, but he's in every, even in the dog's heart, even in the pig's heart, even in the rat's heart. And so how kind he is, doesn't matter where we go, he stays with us and he tries. And that's what, when even somebody's not a devotee, there's something called conscience. That's Krishna in the heart. And he's saying, oh, that's a bad thing, don't do that. This is good, you do this. That's conscience. Conscience, telling you the right thing to do. So when you become more advanced in Krishna consciousness, then he gives you intelligence how to go spiritually. How to go the right path more quickly. Yeah, he's there inside, he's there outside. Patri Prabhu, he's a good example of Krishna sending somebody to Nepal. So the Nepalese are very fortunate to have somebody like Patri Prabhu. Actually, I traveled the whole world and such a soul like Patri is very rare. You won't find many people like him all over the world. You're very fortunate. And Krishna has sent him to bring you back to his feet. Any other questions? Yes?
What happens about the Paramatma?
Paramatma.
Who is evaluating our East and every activities after going to the Goloka?
Yeah, Paramatma stays here in the spirit, in the material world. He's an expansion of Vishnu. Vishnu is there, he's an expansion of Krishna in this material world. From one Vishnu, all the universes are coming. From second Vishnu, he's inside the universe and he maintains the universe. Third Vishnu is in everyone's heart. So when we go back, then that Vishnu stays here. He stays in this. He's an expansion of Krishna. When we go there, then we have Krishna in our heart. Krishna becomes our Paramatma. Even now, when you surrender to Krishna, then it's no more the Vishnu, it's the Krishna in your heart. Radha, Krishna, Gonitai, Jagannath, whoever you would like to worship, Sitaram, then that will be your Paramatma. You see Hanuman, who is his Paramatma? Sitaram, he opens his heart, you see Sitaram. So Radha, Krishna, Bhakta, Radha, Krishna in the heart. That is their Paramatma. Yeah, so the Vishnu, he stays here. He stays in the material body, and the Radha Krishna, he will be with us all the way, the spiritual world. Wherever we go, wherever we want to go, then they will be there with us. And when sometimes you see in the spiritual world, Usually you're with Krishna, but sometimes Krishna might go to Mathura or something for a few days. So then you feel in the heart. Then you feel Krishna here. When Krishna goes away, then he's present here. And when he's present in front of you, then you don't feel so much in the heart. You feel he's right here. So in the spiritual world, it's like that. Any other questions? Yes?
I was speaking Mike.
Mike? Okay, that one's working. Okay, question.
I have a couple of questions. As I have observed in the Lord's report written by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, why science stream is more focused than the management of human resources? As management human resources is leading...
Management of human resources? I don't understand your question, actually. Why is science stream...
Yeah, why science stream is more focused in Bhagavad Gita rather than management resources?
You think science stream is more focused in Bhagavad Gita?
Yeah.
Where's that?
Now, I've read several books that Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada, just like Easy to Other Journey.
Oh, Easy Journey to Other Planets. Yeah, well, he wanted to talk to the scientists especially, because the scientists were one of the greatest misleaders of the world. They don't believe in God, most of them. But now they're changing, actually. Now there's this intelligent design that they're showing that there is a God behind everything. So, but Prabhupada, he was very much arguing with the scientists. So that was why he was focusing in his book on the scientists. He was arguing to prove that God exists. Because a lot of the scientists, they would like people to believe that they are God and that they can do all the tricks, and that people should have faith in them. But now I was just some country, I was all over the world. In one country, they're starting to lose faith in the scientists a little bit. They don't have so much anymore. But it's very strong movement now among the scientists that they do believe in God. And this is, but unfortunately, most of them, they don't see the personal God. They see the impersonal light. But I just read one very interesting thing, article. One of the leading atheistic scientists, he read this argument on intelligent design. This atheistic scientist, he wrote books against God. But he says he changed when he read this intelligent design argument. Then he says, no, now I believe there is a God behind this creation. He says the arguments are very sound. So anyone who is following the science stream should look up this internet, intelligent design. It's a whole new thing in science. And it was started by Arsadaputta many, many years, 20 years ago. He wrote it even before they discovered it now. Now, the other stream is, so that's science. And the other one is management, is what?
Management human resource.
Management human resource. Well, Krishna says, I am managing this whole universe. That is in chapter 9, verse 10. He says he is the manager. Actually, everyone else wants to be the manager, but unfortunately, nobody can manage. The example is your assembly, your parliament here. Everyone wants to be, everybody here is competing to be the manager, the controller, but nobody is succeeding, because actually death has to come, and everything is lost, as we heard these prayers. At death, your family, or everything is taken. You cannot take your family, you cannot take your money, you cannot take your body with you. Everything is lost. And so, yes, management, you will find more in Srimad Bhagavatam, how Lord Brahma and the demigods are managing the universe. When the demigods have a problem, they go to Brahma. And when Brahma can't handle it, he goes to Vishnu. So management is there. Not so much in Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is a very simple book. But if you read Srimad Bhagavatam, then you can find a lot more about management. One time, there was nobody to be in charge of the universe, to manage the universe. And the only one was there, and he wanted to take sannyas. Narada Muni was preaching to him, you take sannyas, you don't manage. Management is not for you. So Brahma, the whole head, the creator, he had to come down And he had to convince Priyavrata, no, you have to take up the management. You don't take sannyas. You get married, you become a king, and you manage this universe. Management is there. Actually, but managers are always criticized. Even so Brahma, he's the main manager of this universe. But the gopis, they were criticizing him for creating these bodies that have eyelashes, and the eyes are blinking, and then when the eyes blink, they cannot see Krishna. So they said, you're not a good person. They were criticizing him for that. So all the managers, all the creators, they always get criticized. If something bad happens, they get the criticism. If something good happens, someone else gets the credit. Right? So, hard to be a manager. Yeah, management is there, not so much in Gita. Gita is more philosophy, science. But if you read Bhagavatam very carefully, you'll see so much about management and human resources, especially human resources, yeah. So, yeah, the book Easy Journey, that is more scientific, yes. That is scientific. You have to read Bhagavatam. That's huge book, 12 cantos. It'll take you a while to read it. I have read it, so I can tell you there is so much there, because it's about the history of the universe. So we have history in school, it's only like, you know, a few thousand years, maybe a few hundred years. But Bhagavatam is history for millions and billions of years, history from the beginning of the universe. So not every little thing is there, just the big wars between demigods and demons, not these little small wars over here. In the heavenly planets, those kind of wars are there, and about the creation, and then about management. So, like this problem that nobody wanted to be in charge of the universe. I think everybody here wouldn't mind, you know, but they just can't do it. So he had to come down and convince him. No, you don't take sannyas. You become the manager. You have another question?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that I am still dealing with others. Why he didn't say that I am a mother? Can you regard as his
mother? He does say his mother, I think, in the ninth chapter.
Yeah, he said that I am still dealing with others.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, he's also mother. He's also mother. But in that verse, he's referring to this material world. Krishna gives the soul. Actually, Krishna, he gives all of us, we are the soul, the spiritual particle is given by Krishna. The father gives the seed, and the mother is Durga. So mother gives the body. Yeah, in this world, for our body, mother is Durga, father is Shiva. But Krishna gives the soul, that's why he says he's the seed-giving father, because he gives the soul, and the mother gives the body. No, not in, I mean, in this material world, the original mother, not your mother, the original mother in this world is Durga, the original father is Shiva. So Krishna gives the soul at the beginning of creation, Lord Shiva carries the soul and he gives to Durga. He gives all of us. At the beginning of creation, then Vishnu glances, he throws his glance, inside that glance, all of us are there, the soul, the spiritual energy. Lord Shiva carries it, and he gives to Durga. And so that's why Krishna says he is the seed-giving. Seed means the soul. Seed is the soul. Only he can give soul. Time of conception, the soul is given by Krishna. The soul is given. So that's why he says in Gita, I am the seed-giving father. Yeah. Any other question? Yes? Okay, question is, how will we know by our activities if Krishna is pleased or not? So there are many ways to tell. The first way is if you have a guru and the guru is pleased. So there's three ways, guru, sadhu, and shastra. And the fourth is the paramatma in the heart. So first is guru. If you have guru, if the guru is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. Secondly, if the Vaishnavas, the sadhus, the devotees, if they are pleased, then you know Krishna is pleased. And thirdly, if the Shastra agrees with what you are doing, and then Krishna is pleased. And fourthly, the super soul in the heart, If you feel very happy that this is the right thing, then that is also a sign too. But not only you should feel happy, you should check with the other three, Guru, Sadhu, and Shastra. Because a lot of people will say, oh, I'm doing nice service, but you know, and then fighting with some devotee or something. Krishna won't be so pleased. He told me in my initiation letter, not only you are enthusiastic, sincere, you have to cooperate with the other devotees too. It's not, oh, my service is the best, and get out of my way, and your service is not so important. No, we have to please the devotees as well with our service. Any other questions? Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. Homework? Krishna's mercy. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.